T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, how is this new standard different than the old one?
Not that much, I have to tell you. I mean, there's some real questions about it. But what we do have here is a political victory for the governor and for proponents of more control. And that's why the governor, when signing this, said we are, you know, doing something today that stretches the boundary of possibilities. And that this law that is concerning the use of lethal force by police is the first of its kind in the nation, a leader in the nation. And that is all true. The fact is that the original law was very old, and other states have laws dating back to the times of cattle rustlers when it comes to this. Basically, what it does is just read it. It sets down the definition that officers are only supposed to use lethal force if they believe that they are in danger physically, or that serious danger, or that bystanders are in serious dangers of being hurt or killed. And that is, you know, in some ways the same standard we have now. So some of this is just changing the language around.
Was there much opposition to the idea?
Now, initially there was, Jeff, because initially the proponents, which included the American Civil Liberties Union, wanted to include the word definition, because it says when force is necessary, but nobody defines what necessary is. As a matter of fact, the word necessary sort of dropped off. The questions by the cops were like, initially, if you're going to say the force was necessary, who's going to make the judgment on that? They also wanted things in their language in there. There was ideas about saying first you need to de-escalate a situation. And the police came back and said, look, if I've got an active shooter out there, I can't sit around and try to, you know, talk with them or something like that. We have to get, a decision has to be made. This is sort of the brutal back and forth that was going on. And today when the governor signed it, you noticed that there weren't a lot of police objecting to it or police organizations objecting to it. They're just quietly going along with it, I think in part because a lot of what's not said here is what they wanted not said.
Is there money in this for retraining?
There is going to be, that was another question about whether there's going to be money for retraining, and I think there will be money coming forth. I think you're going to be seeing a lot more training, because the police were saying, look, what we need is more training to prevent to be able to handle these situations better. So I think we're going to see that. The question, so there you have a movement. There you have something better. And as far as these old situations go, the two best answers are more training and less time for people getting into situations like this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.